Philippines, number one tech news podcast in the Philippines. Here's your host, Jack of Jack Talks Tech.
What's up, everyone? My name is Jack, and welcome to yet another episode of Jack Talks Tech. Whether you're listening to the podcast via Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your favorite podcast, thank you. We appreciate it very much. We are still recording live from the studio apartment here in Lucena City for the second holiday season. Now there are only two words on everyone's lips when it comes to the hottest gift around: PlayStation 5. Well, there are other video game systems like the Nintendo Switch, who got an OLED version a couple of months ago, and the Xbox Series X and Series S have attracted a fair amount of hype. The arrival of the PS5 blew the gaming world open. Ever since the first PlayStation launched in 1995, Sony has been a powerhouse in the gaming world, and hot games like Borderlands 3, Cyberpunk 2077, Gotham Knights, and Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales had everyone rushing to get the next piece of hardware. And what they found was empty shelves and out-of-stock signs on every website. Not only is the PS5 the hottest console on the market, but it's also the hardest to get. Believe me, I've been there. Despite Sony promising that there would be no shortage of consoles for the holiday season, countless parents quickly found themselves scrambling to get their hands on a console so that their child wouldn't be disappointed, or to play themselves while their child played with their new set of dolls or playsets. Their options were often to pay ridiculous sums from a third-party website, to spend all their time refreshing websites hoping to pick up a console that would sell out in minutes, or to just give up and hope that their children will be happy with a Lego set instead. So what happened? How did the PlayStation 5 become one of the hardest video game systems to obtain in years? The culprit, as with most things, is 2020. It changed everything. The pandemic meant that crowding thousands of people in a store and letting them fight over the last box was not a good idea. So, retailers shifted their sales online for the most part, having the items go live at a predetermined time while the actual stores remain closed. It doesn't matter because there's no stock in the stores anyway. People could get online, wait for their item to go on sale, and quickly snatch that PS5 before it sold out. Many gamers assumed that they would have a good chance. After all, it couldn't be that many people clicking on the same exact second, right? Wrong. Shoppers often found items sold out only seconds after it went on sale. Shoppers would report never seeing the PS5 on sale at all on websites, instead immediately defaulting to an out-of-stock button. Happened to me multiple times. Who are these super shoppers who apparently know exactly when PS5 are going to show up and can buy them before anyone else has a shot? No, it's not the Flash and Quicksilver. The answer is actually a lot more mundane and less human than that. Most of the online stock of the hottest items aren't bought by people manually, but are bought by programs designed to snap them as soon as they appear. They are called retail bots, and they come in two types. Sniping bots, that's the older model. They are tracking devices that monitor a website and send their user an alert the second something goes on sale. The user then can jump online and stock up before anyone has a chance. The second type of bot, though, is more advanced. This is an all-in-one program that, when installed, will not only notice the item on sale, but can actually purchase it using a link to the owner's credit card. Because these bots can act in a fraction of a second and bypass the time it takes a human finger to click on the various buttons, no one else has a chance. These unstoppable bots didn't actually originate in the current market of people trying to buy video game systems online. They were actually designed to buy something else entirely. Sneakers. I know that too well too. They are not just any shoes. Many sneaker companies release limited edition shoes, often with celebrity endorsements. This has led to many huge lines for people who wanted them, but the most effective were those who use computerized solutions. Many people were probably wishing that they had these bots to snipe some toilet paper in 2020 or alcohol. So, is there any way to stop these bots? There's been a plague in another area for years. Concerts and stage shows with limited seating often saw all their seats sniped within minutes by bots. That led some markets like United Kingdom to ban the use of bots for ticket sales, but no country has banned their use of standard retail sales. Other retailers are coming up with sneaky solutions, like initially listing the item for far more expensive than the actual price. Real customers who click through would be offered a hefty rebate to take the price down to the normal one, but bots without the ability to recognize that it would be out of luck. Other retailers are monitoring orders and deleting bulk orders that seem like they were picked up by a bot. But who's looking for all these PS5s? Is it just enthusiastic gamers and parents looking to get their hands on the latest system? Nope. The culprit, unfortunately, is much more shady than that. The PS5 has fallen victim to the bane of limited edition concerts and sneakers. Scalpers. These purchasers, often armed with these best bots, usually have no interest in the actual item. What they have is an interest in how much you want it. Gamers see bare shelves and sold-out signs on every website. Say for example, your kid writes a letter to Santa saying that the only thing that he wants for Christmas is a PS5. Gamers and parents are desperate, and the entire stock is in the hands of resellers, whose only interest is to sell the systems for as much as they can possibly can. The PS5 sold out in seconds often wind up in secondhand sales websites where they're sold for multiple times the price. Actually, here in the Philippines, it's around. They are adding 10 grand more than the actual retail price. Sometimes it goes up for auction so that they can see how much people are ready to pay. So, how high can the price go? The standard system goes for 28,000 pesos. Pretty routine for a modern video game system. But every time that there's a wave of pre-order from various gaming stores, scalpers were already selling the system on auction sites and Facebook groups for as much as 45,000 pesos. Those prices remained sky high as the Christmas season again ramped up, as the scalpers learned that apparently there were no price too high for gamers seeking their personal holy grail. While retailers tried to crack down on scalpers, the bots were hard to get around and gamers continued to report near instant sellouts. That's every single wave. But why can't Sony just make more? Retail is a game of supply and demand, and the demand was clearly outstripping the supply. It's great to have people in line trying to get your hot new item. But it's not so great that most of them are walking away empty-handed and unhappy. Or worse, for Sony, deciding to pick up a Switch or Xbox instead. So why isn't Sony simply making sure that there is enough PS5 in stock so that everyone who wants one can find them at their nearest big box or video game store? Surely, bots cannot purchase from physical stores, right? The answer may be that the demand is so high that the company can't simply keep up. Shortly after the console debuted, Sony Interactive Entertainment CEO Jim Ryan revealed a crazy statistic. The PlayStation 5 has seen many pre-orders in 12 hours as the PlayStation 4 received over 3 months. It achieved the sales level 180 times faster than the previous system. With potentially over 1 million pre-orders, it would be hard to match that level of demand in the best of times. And as anyone who has looked out their window over the last 2 years, you would know that this is not the best of times. Manufacturers have been met with all sorts of added struggles, from delays in shipping to new safety restrictions at factories that slow down production. While Sony had a lot of PS5 ready for launch, they may not have been prepared for this overwhelming demand. So why is demand so much higher than the past systems, you may ask? Well, we're all stuck at home. People aren't going out to the movies or to concerts, and that means they're searching for a new and exciting types of at-home entertainment. Along with streaming services like Netflix, the big winners have been the video game systems that provide a high-tech, immersive entertainment experience. We already saw the level of demand for video games right now when the Switch and the latest Animal Crossing game became the hottest items in the world last March. And homebound people everywhere discovered the joy of designing your own private virtual island. And while the situation isn't exactly like it was in March, the demand has not let up. But Sony may have contributed to their own misfortune too. Both Sony and Microsoft kept gamers glued to their computer screens waiting for an official announcement of the PS5's designs and other details, building up the hype. By the time they released the official artwork, only months before the release, the fandom was in an uproar, debating whether it lived up to the hype. The pre-release ad campaign by Sony was one of the biggest in video game history, and it worked. Maybe too well. The fanbase was raring to go, and when the machine finally went on sale, the demand was through the roof. Did Sony have enough to cover the demand? Maybe, but when you consider the added factors of bots and scalpers, they came up short. So, is there any hope for a desperate gamer? Well, there's always saying goodbye to a chunk of your bank accounts and buying from a reseller and hoping they're on a level. But if you're looking to buy the system direct, you'll need some luck and some inside tips. If you're determined to buy online, it might help to use a smartphone rather than a computer. Smartphones usually streamline the checkout process and might save some precious seconds that could be the difference between a PS5 and a heartbreak. You can follow accounts that monitor the big websites for stock updates and keep a careful watch on your notifications. Make sure you're logged in and your payment information is saved before it's time to buy. And if possible, save a PS5 to your shopping cart even if it's sold out. That way, you'll be waiting in your cart when it's available, giving you one less button to click. And then hope that everything goes right. You might have some seconds at most. But is there another better way? That depends on how willing you are to go shopping the old-fashioned way. Check with your local retailers to see if there's any of them are taking pre-orders. Follow their social media accounts that track stock at major big box stores like Data Blitz, Game Extreme, and from Sony themselves. The bots can't snap up on the shelf consoles in seconds, and you may have a better chance at getting one if you manage to show up in person. But like the online strategies, this can be a very short distance between success and another sad trip home empty-handed, especially since many stores are splitting their sales between in-person and digital purchases. And in the end, you've tried everything and come up empty. Is there any hope? Well, Sony will still continue to produce as many consoles as they can, and the odds are Demand will decrease in the coming months as the launch hype dies down, and everyone who wants a PS5 will be able to get one at some point in 2022. And there may be even some advantages for people who wait a little to get a console. A new hardware and software can sometimes have bugs, and there'll be a time for the designers to work out those kinks before you sit down and play. New consoles can be prone to overheating and problems with turning on and turning off. And the second wave of releases may run more smoothly. The game library will be larger, with many top launches that weren't ready for day one being available. Game critics will have time to weigh in, and if you'll have a better opportunity to pick and choose the games that you are right for your taste. There may even be a price cut for the console and the games by the time it's readily available. Maybe it's time to take a break, play some Animal Crossing, and forget about the mad rush to get a PlayStation 5. Or maybe it's time to keep refreshing that Sony, DataBlitz, Game One, or Game Extreme shopping portal. It's bound to show up any second now. Alright, with that said, there's really nothing else left to do. Hit that like button if you like this type of content. Smash it if that's your something into 2021 style. Give us a follow, subscribe if you aren't already, and I'll see you in the next one, assuming that we all survive. Let's make the needy techie. Peace!